This is Matty Johns.
Gordon Tallis.
Andrew Johns.
Ryan Girdley.
Wendell Saylor.
Paul Gallen.
MG.
And I'm Peter Sterling.
Triple M rocks the footy.
The Verdict. Breaking down the game that was.
For DeWalt. Guaranteed tough. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.
9 points to the spot. So Parramatta 26, Broncos 14, 1 minute to go. Parramatta trailed this game 12-0. Oh, the Blue and Gold Army are absolutely loving it.
Well, there's no Clint Gutherson tonight, but Bevan French, bit old school there, the big dummy, and as he does, mate, I don't know how he got through there. There's three or four Broncos there. Ben Hunt, Josh Maguire, some pretty fair defenders. Matt Dillon tried to come in late. He's twisted his turn. There's not much of him. That's try time.
Well, look at Maguire there. He really, you know, he went about that a little bit half-heartedly. And the little pocket rocket, Bevan French, the boy from Tinga.
Yeah.
Is over again. So Tinga, for those who don't know, is about 30 k's out of Inverell, where I lived as a young radio fella, getting a start. As a great part of the world. So many great rugby league players come out of Tinga. Preston Campbell.
Nathan Blacklock.
Blacklock, of course. And I think Owen Craigie. Yep, Owen's okay. Another one.
Look at Brad Arthur. He's happy. He knows how important these 2 points are in the scheme of things with the competition the way it is.
Now, here it is now from right in front, virtually Mitch Moses. And what a win for Parramatta. And that'll be the full-time siren going in the background. He adds the extras. Parramatta, a wonderful win. Parramatta 28, Broncos 14. It's full-time at ANZ Stadium. The Mongrel Boots man of the match has gone to Mitch Moses, who all of a sudden is settling in very nicely at Parramatta. But what a loss for the Broncos. With such a handy opening lead. And we'll take a look at the ladder. We'll take a look at where it was won and where it was lost. And while we do that, Emma Lawrence will get in a position to get some interviews for us from ANZ Stadium. And, of course, if you do have to leave us, we hope you don't. But Triple M back on deck tomorrow at midday with the Saturday NRL show. Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, James Triceps Hooper. And then we'll have a call of the Dragons-Knights game. And you might think that game doesn't mean much. Well, it does if you're a Dragons supporter, because with Penrith winning yesterday, the Dragons, they just have to keep on winning, Del.
Yeah, no, they do. That's what was so important last week against Manly. They turned up last week at Wynn Stadium and made well done to young Matt Duffy there. Really good debut for the young bloke. So see if he can back up what he did last week.
What a funny game that was. It was blew out to 30-0 and then 30-22 and then Dragons ran away with it again. So it's a one. So you've just said you're a Bronco through and through. I'm sure it's Saturday you're in the Steel. Sunday you're in the Steelers Club saying I'm a Dragon through and through.
No, but I'm always proud to be a part of such an iconic club, and also my son plays there, so I'm very proud to support the Dragons, mate.
And I'm very proud of you, mate, for your efforts tonight. They've been absolutely wonderful.
Oh, Clint Gutherson, mate. Oh,
without Clint Gutherson, tonight Parramatta 28 have beaten the Broncos 14. What did you think when the Broncos were up 12-0, Del? Did you think?
Oh, look, I thought it was going to be a long night for Parramatta. I thought just what Clint Gutherson brings to the team and stuff. I just thought they'd miss their man who composes the team, you know. But they found something tonight, and the Broncos will be disappointed about that. But Parramatta Eels fans, you've got a lot to be excited about.
Okay, well, it's funny, though, you know, I can't help but feel like just at the moment there's Melbourne and then there's just a little bit of daylight.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think Melbourne could keep that run going.
Okay, let me just interrupt you there, Del. I'm going to go down to the sideline because Emma Lawrence is with Mitchell Moses.
Mitch, how pleasing was that? Everyone said that you lose a lot in attack without Gutho, but all of you stood up tonight.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Gutho was a massive loss. He's probably a reason why we're in the position we are on the ladder. But, you know, we knew that Bevy coming in, he'd do a job, and, you know, I thought he was outstanding tonight.
Does it give you confidence, too, knowing that, I mean, it wasn't a spectacular performance. You really had to grind it out early in that second half until you came home. And knowing that you can do that then, I mean, how good can you get?
Yeah, 100%. You know, they caught us off guard early on, shifting out of their own end. You know, we knew if we fixed that up, we'd put some points on, and we did when we did that, sorry.
Up to you guys.
Hey, Mitchell, Wendell Saylor, mate. I thought you played the conditions really well, mate, especially yourself there, mate. Mate, what did you see there on that space when you threw that big cutout past you? Mate, you just see space there and just threw it?
No, I kind of knew it. You know, we had shape there, and, you know, I kind of got the ball straight away and seen the centre jamming, and I just had trust in me winger that he was going to be there, and, you know, lucky to come off and put it on his chest.
Mate, what about the start there? 12-0 down against the Broncos. Mate, you found something because you didn't come out of the blocks 100 miles an hour, but you found your way back into the game there.
Yeah, we knew we just had to hang in there. we spoke about it during the week. They were going to come out firing out of the blocks, and you know, they kind of caught us off guard coming out of yardage there, shifting the ball on us, and we knew if we fixed that up, we'd put some points on the board, and we did that.
Okay, Mitch, good on you, mate, and go and enjoy the win. Boys. Congratulations.
There he is.
Our Mongrel Boots Man of the Match winner, Mitchell Moses. A wonderful victory for Parramatta here today. Full-time score was 28-14, and remembering, of course, they trailed 12-0. But they just came straight back at them and levelled things up, and then they just grafted away to a good win. They really did for the entire 80 minutes. They never gave up. They've got some big, strong forwards, and Della got a very good bench, Parramatta. And I'm talking about Alvaro, who's a workhorse, and Kenny Edwards, but this Matangi, a couple of his runs, mate. You know, this saying that's becoming very popular, he's come off the back fence.
Well, that's, mate, that's what you used to see from the Bulldogs players the last couple of years, you know, big clamour on that, as they come off the back fence. Matangi, after you scored those points, that's how you want your forwards to run back. And it was just carnage down that right-hand side. So, invariably, he set that play up there, the Broncos. They didn't know what hit him down that edge.
No, where do they go from here? The Broncos, well, we know they play Parramatta again in about three or four weeks. Well, maybe they'll work out exactly what Parramatta are all about. But, look, I tell you what we'll do. We'll try and get Em, just trying to get her in position for a few more interviews, and then we'll have our verdict thanks to AEG Power Tools. But let's go back to Em now because she's with Corey Norman.
Corey, really slow start, but you must be pleased that, you know, after they just came out of the blocks, you were able to hold out and get the win.
Yeah, like you said, it was a slow start, but we just knew we had to stay in the grind there and get a bit of football, and, you know, we backed ourselves, and when we hold the ball, we're pretty hard to go with.
Is it hard not to get excited about playing finals footy, because you guys are playing so well and everyone's talking about it, haven't played finals since 2009. Do you talk about it inside the camp?
Oh, not really. Spoke about it a couple of weeks ago, but in saying that, we realised what position we're in now, especially after that, you know, good win, and we really needed that win at this time of the year.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, Em, it's, how you going? All right, mate? Just want to know, mate. That's what a lot of norms, mate. Playing against the Broncos there, your old team, a few of the old boys there. You didn't miss Josh Maguire there, but always good to get the points against the boys.
Yeah, it is. It's always a good laugh when you come up against, you know, your old teammates, and there's always a bit of stick, but, it's even better when you get the win over them.
Mate, what's been the secret to you and Mitchell Moses? I thought, you know, when he sort of came, that transition there, I thought, this is going to be tough, but you seem to complement each other really well, mate.
Yeah, we do. I think that's our structure, what Brad gives us. You know, we've got certain points where we get to the field, we can play with each other, or we can, duck down a short side and create some numbers there. So we're still working on it, and, it's coming along nicely.
Mate, well done, mate. Go and enjoy the night, and I know you'll catch up with the boys later on, mate. Well done.
Yeah. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
There he is, Corey Norman, joining us. Full-time scorers, Triple M rocks the footy for Brighton's lawyers, Wendell, Emma Lawrence and Maroon. Parramatta 28, Broncos 14. We might take a short break and come back with the verdict. And thanks to Cbus Super, award-winning super for the building and construction industry, here is the play of the day.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Oh, James Roberts in open space.
Here he goes. Roberts gets out of one tackle. He's still going. He sends it back in field to Darius Boyd. Boyd gets it back to Carhu. Carhu changes direction.
Oh.
And passed it back to Boyd. He didn't need to make the pass, but Milford picks it up. It's still alive. Back it comes to Dillon, and they'll get a try anyway. But by golly, talk about nearly butchering it. A pass that just didn't need to be made, and the referee points to the spot.
Triple M NRL, the verdict. Thanks to AEG Power Tools, now with more than 30 heavy-duty tools.
And welcome back to the verdict. It's thanks to AEG Power Tools. We've got a great range of power tools. If you're doing any home handyman gear over the weekend, are you, Del? What do you like around the house with the tools? You any good?
No, I'm terrible, mate. That's why they have tradesmen and handymen and that. I call those guys in.
I saw your lovely wife, Tara, at a Men of League function recently, and I said to her, I'll get down there with a few of my tools and, you know, just if anything needs sanding or, you know, grinding.
Yeah,
or
sure.
I know you've got a door that's, you know, bumping against the carpet, I can come and sort of file away the bottom of that, all right?
Yeah,
that'd
mate,
be okay.
Sure.
Can I do that for
mate,
you?
Of course you can, mate.
When will
that's...
you be home?
Mate, I'll let you know when I'm home.
Well, let me know when you're not home. That'd be probably
better. Oh, you're such a fool, mate.
You're a fool, mate. You walked right into it. Let's talk about this game. It was a great win to Parramatta. Let's have a look at the ladder. Storm on 32, and then the Sharks and the Roosters on 30. So you'd say those three. Oh, I'll tell you what. They are well and truly home. Broncos, well, they could afford to lose tonight. Not ideal, but they're on 28 points with the Cowboys on 28. So just keep on keeping on with that, Jonathan Thurston. And then Parramatta with that win, well, they go ahead of Manly, but of course Manly still have that game to play. Unfortunately for Manly, that game is against the Storm. And then the Dragons, this is what makes this Newcastle game tomorrow compulsive listening on the Triple M network, because the Dragons now need to beat Newcastle to stay ahead of the Penrith Panthers. So that's that eighth spot. There's still a little bit of, you know, obviously around that part of the world, but then it drops. Then there's daylight between Penrith and the Raiders. The Raiders are on 18. Titans are on 18. Warriors are on 18. The Bulldogs on 18. South way back there on 16. West Tigers 12 and the Knights on 8. But Parramatta, they've had a win today, and their next few games, well, they got the Dogs, the Knights and the Titans. So, I mean, that's an opportunity to have to, you know, to win those three games and really move toward perhaps a top four finish.
Yeah, that's a pretty soft run home if you have a look at the, you know, the ladder and where teams are. But also the Dogs, I mean, they're gonna sort of take it to them. But I reckon Parramatta Reels, after we sort of not, there's a real resilience about them. You know, they got off to a slow start, and to be able to find something against a team like the Broncos with so many star players, I think it's credit to them. They haven't done it since 2009, won five in a row. And remember, 2009 was a good year for the Eels. So if you're an Eels fan, you should be very excited about what you got here tonight.
Okay, what about the Sharks, mate? Where do you see the Sharks now? They're obviously in second position on 30 points. Can the Sharks go back-to-back?
Look, I think they can. I think they've got the players to do it. James Maloney's got to be back, but I know he's going to be out for the next couple of weeks. But I think they've still got the desire on the back of guys like Luke Lewis and Chris Heinington. I thought, say this year, I thought it's so hard to go back-to-back. Melbourne Storm, obviously, you know, they set the standard. But the Sharks have got the team that can just click into the finals. Fifita and Luke Lewis tonight, you know, they tried really hard tonight. But, yeah, they can just blow you away when they're all on, the Sharks.
Hey, what about Penrith? Now, they're 7 from 9. They had a win over the Dogs yesterday. I still feel a little unconvinced about Penrith, but what worries me is if the Dragons aren't just going to move over somehow and let them through.
Yeah, no, the thing about the Panthers is they're not playing that style of football they were back in the last season. You know, they're not putting teams away. Even last night, I think, mate, with the Dogs there, they just let the Dogs back into that game. You know, they had a real chance. I know there was no Matt Moreland, but they had a chance to really rip into them last night. They haven't really stood up this year, the Panthers. They're just doing enough to win games. So for me, if they don't click in the next couple of weeks, they'll be just making up the numbers.
Okay, so just, the Dragons have, obviously, Newcastle tomorrow. And then they have Souths. And then they have
Broncos, isn't it?
Let's have a look at that. Then they've got the Titans. So would you pick, what do you think of the Dragons? Are they going to make the eight?
I think last week was a telling sign for them. They had to put on a really good performance last week. I tipped them to win during that week because I just knew if they lose that game, they're going to go out the back door because there's no confidence in and around the club, or there wasn't because they lost a couple of those tight games and stuff. And they haven't played the same style of football that sort of took them to the top four early in the season. But now, you know, return of Frizzell, Dugan, you know, is back in the centres this week. Newcastle will give them a bit of trouble, but I reckon tomorrow is going to be their danger game.
Well, the problem is with Newcastle, Del, they just can't do it for 80 minutes.
No, they can't. And, you know, that comes with experience, and that comes with those young players coming in through the game. But Nathan Brown, I think, is doing a really good job. They're competitive, but they've got to learn to play for 80 minutes, and that's where experience comes in.
All right. Just before we wrap things up, if you've just joined us, it was a win today for Parramatta, 28 points to 14 over the Broncos. They gave the Broncos 12 start, but good on them. They stuck to their guns and came back to have a win. Let's just take a look at the remaining rounds for this week's footy. And, of course, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, that's the game we call the Newcastle Knights and the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Who do you like here, Del?
Mate, I'll go the Dragons, mate. I think the Dragons can get the job done against the Knights.
Okay, and then we've got Souths, Canberra. Two of the real disappointing sides of the season, really.
Especially the Souths.
A 5:30 game. Well, yeah, but especially they're the Raiders, too.
Raiders have been, too. I tipped Raiders and the Panthers to be the teams to beat this season. The Raiders just haven't got it going. And Caesar and, I suppose, I think Austin, they've been disappointing, you know. But also through that forward, I think the Englishman, Hodgson, hasn't played at that level last year. That's brought him back to the field.
Now, the Cowboys, a lot of blokes have stood up without Jonathan Thurston. Tamari Martin's come into the side. He's got a lot more to do, but Morgan's really grabbed the bull by the horns. Granville, Cohen Hess, Taumalolo. They're such a good side. I don't think people gave the Cowboys the credit they were due, even without Jonathan Thurston, against the Roosters tomorrow.
No, but I think, I think they've got a good enough side to get into the top four. I just don't know come grand final time whether they're a team that can probably, you know, be the last two. But they've certainly got the players to get into the top four. I'm going to go with the Roosters. I know Jake Friend, I think he's still out. But I'm going to tip the Roosters tomorrow. I just think they're due.
The Storm on top of the competition, 32 points. They take on Manly, and this is a Sunday game at 2 o'clock. It's a home game for Melbourne, but such an important one for Manly.
Well, I think it's a good time for Manly to get them too, because Cameron Smith's still in a bit of doubt with that sternum injury, I think. No Billy Slater. So if you get those two big guns out, mate, that's probably everything's pointing towards Manly could have an upset there, but I can't go past the Storm at home.
All right, Titans, West Tigers, that's Sunday, 4 o'clock game at Cbus Super Stadium. Don't miss this one.
That should be a cracker. The Tigers last week, I think that was a really good effort, mate. They tried really hard last week, so they haven't put the cue on the rack, so to speak. But I just think the Titans, they played well against Penrith last week. I think the Titans can get the job done.
Isn't it amazing, Del? You look at a player like Cameron Munster and how he's coming along. Just one of the many, that young hooker whose name escapes me now. But we were always saying in the last couple of years, what's it Melbourne going to be like when they lose that spine, when they lose the Slaters and the Cronks and the Cameron Smiths? Yeah. Yet here comes another breed that could take this club forward.
Well, they're going to have to, because as we've seen now, you know, Slater, Cronks moving on. Mate, you got Jesse Bromwich will be the captain of that club, you know, no doubt in the next year or two. When Cameron Smith retires. But it is a culture. You know, it's been like that forever and a day. Craig Bellamy, I've worked with Craig Bellamy before. Mate, he's a wonderful coach. But, you know, put that down to the senior players, mate. They really lead their club in a positive fashion.
Okay, thanks to AEG Power Tools. This is The Verdict. And we thank Emma Lawrence so much on the sideline for her contributions today. No doubt she'll be back across the weekend as we join you again tomorrow at midday for Saturday Triple M NRL. Del, Triceps Hooper, Ryan Girdler and Tony Squires. Del, a lot of emails and texts. What does Del do after game? How does he wind down?
I just usually look at some of the
yourself
games
in the mirror, and
other than that, yeah. And then I just sort of get a bit of beauty sleep because you know.
Are you staying in a hotel tonight?
I am tonight.
Are you going to have a Tobler on, or you have the Tobler on?
I'll probably get a club sandwich tonight. Right,
okay.
Myself.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good, mate. And you'll be back on deck tomorrow at midday.
Yes, I will. I'll be here at 11 o'clock at Triple M. You know, I'll be in the headquarters here doing my stuff.
Okay, that's tomorrow at midday, and that's of course thanks to Bryden's Lawyers protecting your future. Full time Parramatta 28 have defeated the Broncos 14. Cbus Super, it's award-winning super for the building and construction industry, and they present the highlights of today's game.
Thanks to Cbus, whether you're on the tools or in the office, Cbus is built to last. Triple M NRL highlights.
Oh, James Roberts in open space.
Here he goes, Roberts gets out of one tackle, he's still going. He sends it back in field to Darius Boyd. Boyd gets it back to Kahu. Oh. Kahu changes direction and passed it back to Boyd. He didn't need to make the pass. But Milford picks it up. It's still alive. Back it comes to Dillon. And they'll get a try anyway. But by golly, talk about nearly butchering it. A pass that just didn't need to be made. And the referee points to the spot. Pearson's in there at dummy half. Back toward the centre for Milford to get it away to Hunt. Centre field for Boyd. And Boyd Gillette. And then back in
front of
James Roberts. Over he goes, right beside the posts. Short side posts. I thought that pass might have gone forward. I was hitting a big tackle. And I'll tell you what's happened here. The number 12, Tepo Moreau, has come away with it. Did he get a kick in there? It all happened so quick. And Parramatta get a try. 1 metre out, it's played back now to Brown. Right side we go. Oh, Moses throws a speculator over to Arvar. And there's no one in front of him. Well, that was the greatest Harbour Bridge pass you've ever seen. And Arvar goes over in the corner. Plays it back to King. Goes across then to Edwards. Moses, he gets it out to Arvar. He's going to go down the sideline and score a try for Parramatta. Oh, twinkle toes, Arvar. Oh, 3 metres out from the try line. It's played back to Bevan French. Bevan throws the dummy and goes over.
He's got there.
Bevan French gets a try for Parramatta. Parramatta 28, Broncos 14.